Ah, ladies and gentlemen,
Yes,
it
sir.
has taken 2 weeks, two shovels, two mandem,
And two more weeks.
and we have
Then
made it. We have tunneled and burrowed our way into the next episode to give you all the latest and the greatest, and some of the past, because I feel like every time we take a hiatus, forced or not, the world spins faster than ever.
Are we doing a favor?
We need to reverse psychology this somehow.
No, if we do more episodes, then the world's gonna be boring.
True.
Yes, it's we're the balance, Craig. Let's
It's
go.
episode 82 of the Hidden Six podcast. It's your boy, Space Boy Elroy, here with the man, the myth, the motherfucking legend, Mr.
Yes, sir.
Zane. Run the intro.
Yeah,
Back
Craig,
here.
it seems like we, I don't know, the world has to recognize the power we have, because if we take so much things are going on, you rather it all at once, or you rather it doled out, you rather the bullshit that's going on in life to, you
I
know what
just
I
want it
mean?
to happen in accordance with our recording schedule.
Oh, okay, that's
I feel
true, right?
like
Yeah,
when
yeah,
we take a moment to take a step back, Zane and me are avid fans. We're like, yo, we're gonna take the Sunday off to
yeah.
watch the
Yeah,
Super
right.
Bowl.
I'm gonna do this.
Boom. We know there's going to be controversy.
Yeah,
Okay. So we're
yeah.
like, don't worry. We'll line this up for the next week.
But
Mother
then,
Nature's like, nah. Y'all going to spend this couple of weeks shoveling your asses out.
and remember when last episode Craig don't take his vitamins, so this guy got sick,
I did.
right?
I did. We had a couple
Classic.
of illnesses
Still ain't gonna learn.
hit the household as well.
My mom's back decided to do her thing, right? So
Man, it's a lot, bro.
it's pain is not a good thing, but everybody's still alive. Everybody's healthy to the best of their capabilities. The world continues to turn. We're talking from plane crashes here in this city, which is really, really weird. Because when we see it on the news and it's happening in the U.S., you're like, yeah, that's over there,
That's right. That's
right?
a
But
you
when it
problem.
literally happens down the street from your house.
Man, this thing flipping upside down to boot, nonetheless. You're
The
talking
boot.
about look, okay, first off, not to take away from the
Yes,
tragedies
happy
that
every
took place,
right. Yep,
right?
yep,
We're
yep.
happy to everybody that's okay. Obviously, it's condolences to everything that happened up in Philly and Washington. The two tragedies that took place there that were very freak accidents, 100%. You ever seen what's that movie with Denzel when he's the pilot?
That's the first thing I thought about
That's the first thing I thought about
when
too.
he's drinking the
Right. He
Tito's.
downs Tito's, he flies that bitch upside down, uprights it. Yeah, Pearson Airport had a scary emergency
Yeah.
plane hit the runway. Basically, just ate shit and somehow fucking managed to find itself on its roof.
And looking at all the videos that are coming in, you're surprised the plane didn't break apart,
For sure.
which is usually what happens when they when the plane really
They're very
rolls
strong, yet very fragile
fragile to
because they're
go
not
any
built
other
like
they're
them.
going to go one way,
That's it. They're
right?
not
Yeah.
built to do any of this obstacles.
Which is probably a mistake.
No, not necessarily. It's just, you need the thing to fly, bro. You got to be light, you got
I
to be
guess
tough.
I would rather you spend more gas and be able to, if I can, if a plane can fall out of the sky
Yeah.
and survive, but it's but you use like $1 million more gas a year, I would opt to that.
I bet you see those plane ticket prices and you'd
Oh,
be
okay,
like,
all right, I'll take it back.
and
Fly at your own risk.
imagine being stuck upside down. That's such a
Yes,
trippy
and then having to do
situation.
that, yeah, it's which you only see in movies,
Yes.
right?
Right.
People's coming through the
That's
walls,
my first reaction is
smelling
how
the
do you stay
fuel.
calm? Because you know that you just dodged a huge bullet, but the fuel, the
I think
what next?
for us, we're gonna be focused on our girls.
You think so?
We're gonna want to make sure they're. I just feel that's how you're gonna be checking
They're
on
at
them.
ease.
So you're gonna be like, okay, just and then you're gonna be worried about yourself after. So it's gonna be more. It's
You have
fight
to
or flight.
regroup a little bit,
Yeah, you're
right?
gonna be
You have to
so
collect yourself.
focused on getting them straight and getting. You're not gonna soak in the. It's not you're gonna be like, oh man, I'm upside down. This is
Yeah,
interesting.
look
I've never
at
look. Everybody else is upside. You're like, yo,
this.
get the fuck, get
That's
me
it.
off this thing.
That's it.
Would you have grabbed your bag?
My carry-on? No.
Yeah, I'm grabbing my shit,
You are?
Greg. I'm not. You know what? People still in airports can't get their shit from regular flights. I want my passport. I'm getting my my PSP Vita, getting my Steam Deck.
Oh, it's all gone.
I want my MP3. No, my bottle of rum that I just got. Are you kidding me?
I cleared this shit through customs.
Some people got their shit. The dude who I saw, people saw on a tarmac, I'm like, yo, shouts to you. The pilot's probably like, yo, this fucking guy, it's okay. I'm getting my stuff. You could imagine how cold it was out there. As the wind was howling. I remember that day. The wind was howling. It's just weird now. Now that it's happened, I was really, we're talking maybe 60, 70% almost pulled the trigger on booking a flight to Jamaica for Valentine's like weekend thing as a rush thing.
Do you feel like this kind of hindered it a little bit? Did you think differently afterwards?
It was just one of those things like, yo, we would have been stuck there. It could have been us on that plane, whatever, because that's the West, it's different. But it's just thinking, yo, that could have been us now stuck in the rat, in that wheel of people canceled flights, trying to come back.
Yeah.
Trying to get their luggage, trying to leave countries. There's a bigger echo effect. I guess we don't hear about it there, what happens there.
Not so much.
But here, especially when it happens on the airport, I think it's where it's more serious.
And it's easier to talk about when you have a higher chance of survive. And like, if in this case, everybody survives, regardless of the damage it's done. Because don't get me wrong, people got hurt in that, right?
Yes.
But it's easier to talk about when people came out unscratched, when X amount of passengers, nobody passes away. Yeah. It's super
I'm
easy,
freaking out. I think that's almost I think getting injured is slightly, just hear me out. Getting slightly injured probably better because you can focus on, yo, I got my injury.
Mm-hmm.
Me, if I'm not injured, I'm tweaking. Cause then I'm like, yo, my plane was just upside down. I've been seeing this shit on the news.
Something.
I'm like, I'm fried, Craig. I'm suing this shit.
But you know what your compensation's gonna be, right?
Go on.
Off rip, you're getting a trip to wherever you want.
You want free flights for life?
That's it.
I'm already itching right now.
That's it. Now, yes, there will be people that get a bag out of this. Well deserved. Well deserved. To those of you that did sustain injuries on that, well deserved as well, and I hope you make a full recovery. I hope that you are able to get over what just happened, because I'm guessing this was not like your first flight.
You know who's not gonna get a bag? The guy that's on the news. It was like, yeah, the flight was great. We're all normal and everything was okay. And then we're like, uh-oh, we're upside down.
Oh, oopsie.
Then the stewardess was very nice. She said, everybody get on. I was a little shaken up, but it seems pretty relatively fine. They're gonna play that in court. You're getting coupons.
You're getting zilch.
Okay. Yeah. You might get a free luggage trip just for the luggage.
Lost show. Opportunity.
Yes.
You got to know when to fucking play it. You got to know when to act it out. Come on.
I can't get it up anymore. I'm asleep.
My back.
I can't taste pink. I'm telling you, I'm everything.
Yeah.
Facts. Oh, facts. If it's two of you on the plane, double the bag.
Double
you
trouble.
And wifey?
Yeah.
Double the bag. And you're like, yo, you just tell her, yo, baby, just do it. Go ham. See, yo, your period's been going on for months after this fucking thing. Like, we can't listen.
I dare you to fund the studies to figure out if I'm lying or not.
They said 30K. The airline has given out 30K to all the offered.
Every single person.
No strings attached.
Okay.
Are you taking it?
I'm not injured, right? If I'm not
injured, on the flight, you're not injured.
Yeah, I'm taking it.
Why?
Just to get it over and done with. Yeah, that class action's probably going to net you some more than that, but I'll take the 30 and go.
You're not going to sue after that?
No, I'm good.
Craig, you don't know how to play. Come on, Craig.
30's good. If I'm good and I'm in no scratches, no nothing, just a little shaken up, 30's good.
You don't know, Craig.
30's good. I'm booking the next vacation, flying out next day. What are you settling on?
I know, because Craig's probably just thinking just whatever he might need to get him straight and leveled out, like whatever to pay off, whatever little bits and pieces and just.
I'm thinking this is the reality.
Yeah.
I'm thinking I could have fucking died. I'm happy to be alive.
Go on.
The bag is like bonus round.
Oh.
If anything.
It's the one up. It's the side quest.
I'm like thanking every God grace that I'm fucking standing there to get that 30 grand. I'm taking it. I'm done. I'm walking. I don't need to drag this process out. I have fucking work tomorrow.
What?
I got shit to do.
Ooh.
I'm good. If I'm one of the people that came out on scratch, if I came out with any injuries, like, yo, if I even had a scratch on my face, different story. Now I'm suing off principle. This becomes a principle thing. Do you disrespect me with that 30?
Oh, if you got a scratch, if you got a black eye, what if your neck's sore?
Yo, do you know
shoulder?
I'm one of two of the hosts of the Hidden Six podcast? Do you know who I am?
The people.
30?
The people.
You disrespected me right now.
Bring them down, Craig. So then you'll be like, okay, we'll double
now
up.
Now we'll fight a little harder.
Okay, now they said no strings attached. Some people are saying don't take it. Because even if you take it and you still sue, it's better not to take it at all.
Yes, you're fucked up. Legally,
because then you're standing like, well, they'd give you some recompense. What? So that's what I'm telling you. Listen.
We're holding
it. I'm on the phone with you, right? So four of us went to fucking...
If you're in with me and you tell me, I'm riding with my boy. If you
okay, if I'm like, yo, Craig, we're holding out.
I'm holding out.
I'm holding out.
But
okay.
If it's me against 100 strangers... Nah.
Nah, you're with them. They're all holding out.
Nah.
All holding out.
I don't know you.
Now, I'm saying, hey,
not my trauma.
I'm a mess. You know, I'm already drooling. I'm getting a stiff person's disease. I'm going straight home and not waking up ever again. Just to make sure I'm shitting myself. I'm having a coma.
You're taking it to that extent.
I'm taking the back.
Oh, my goodness.
Telling my girl, yo, do the same thing. Go crazy. Start speaking in a different accent. Do that Lindsay Lohan thing where now she speaks like she has a French accent. A strong-ass French accent. Right? Do whatever you take. Because sometimes, yes, it's unfair. But considering what's going on in the world, sometimes some people got to take the L.
100%.
Sometimes you got to hold an L.
The other thing, there's a flip side to this coin, is that it is the company that's paying for it, yes. But you take a big enough bag, your next ticket price going up.
What? Nah, that happened. Nah, I don't say that.
You don't think so?
I don't think, because that's it's like an accident for a bus company when it's different other bus companies or.
True.
Right?
And
it's just
insurance.
It's private, right? It's still,
insurance.
It's still in private to an extent.
Yeah, you might be
right. And insurance are made to cover that.
You might be right. Plus, if your liability covers X and I give you half, it's a win-win.
It probably would have been different if people have actually died. Who knows how
Yeah, oh, that's.
Imagine
cool.
The fine print of that aspect of. In event of a plane crash, what are the
where
do
we
and don't,
pay out? How
right?
do we deal with this? Who gets versus who gets?
That's something we should start reading.
All I'm gonna say, shots to the people that survived, and shots for those that did not make it throughout the U.S. tragedies. Ooh. A lot of other stuff has happened.
And everything has happened.
We will cover at the face level, at the surface level. Things that are a little bit out of date at this point. So, Super Bowl happens. Philadelphia Eagles win.
Congratulations.
It's a blowout. It's what probably the majority wanted to see, I would say. Mm-hmm. And Kendrick does his halftime show, his much anticipated halftime show. And it was a good performance. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, I was just there for the songs.
It was
really...
probably... bottom tier, like worst 10 Super Bowl performances
it felt
of
like,
all time.
It felt like more of a music video shoot.
For real.
Than Super Bowl grandeur. People were doing, I always said, yo, Prince was it for me.
Prince's was Prince probably,
was it for me.
If I had to take a favorite performance, his is going to be top five for me.
But I forgot there was Usher too.
I forgot one that I didn't even watch, to be honest.
Go.
Michael Jackson's.
Yeah, that wasn't an hour time.
It wasn't.
That Michael was like Jackson. That was like when his hair got caught on fire.
It was after that.
Oh, okay. It was after that.
And yeah.
No, that's a concert.
His performance, Kendrick's performance, was lackluster to say the least. Very common for what you would expect from a hip hop only concert at a Super Bowl performance. Because again, you have such a wide audience, you're gonna get a lot of flack just from the boomers and just the different demographics, right? Different demographics. But as the smoke settles and you start to learn more about what was going on, the reading between the lines, the
Now I think there's a lot more than that in people.
Deep.
Now I think some of it is people just be having hearsay
for
and
sure.
Wanting shit to be deep.
For sure.
Like they're saying who organized it, this, that, but then the chick that organizes like, yo, it's just
having
a conversation. But then it's like, I could be talking to you. You're a Kendrick. And he's like, yeah, I just want this, this, and this. But I don't know what his, like, we saw the Palestinian protester that showed up. talk about that in a little bit.
I don't.
Samuel Jackson being get it. The I only thing I got. That. The only thing I got out of that it was it's Samuel Jackson and he's Uncle Sam. Ha.
But
go on, Craig.
But
get him, Craig.
Look under your seat. Grab your tinfoil hat.
No, for a split second, I was gonna look. Under
grab your tinfoil hat. All right, your Nike tinfoil hat. So, in one of Drake's disses to Kendrick, he said, "Where is your uncle? I want to speak to the man of the house."
Okay.
He said, "Kendrick just opened his mouth. Somebody go get him a Grammy right now. Who is the man? Go get your uncle because I want to talk to the man of the house."
Yeah.
And then Uncle Sam came out. I did not expect Samuel to do that. I don't know why anyone wants to attach themselves to a beat that's not hip hop related. Because again, like,
it's a Super Bowl.
Yeah, but it's Hollywood now.
Well, he could be a fan.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. Kendrick comes out, has a PlayStation controller, right? And then this is where it starts getting super fucked up.
I'll play the game.
So Kendrick has an ex that he's performing in, right?
Mm-hmm.
And people are saying that low-key, it was a subliminal to Drake taking out an unaliving XXXTentacion.
I saw that.
He had two of his exes.
I've heard that rumor before.
Yeah, two of his exes, SZA and Serena.
Triple X.
Damn, son. And that's where I also felt like I've fallen off as a hip-hop fan. Because like, I almost didn't want that. Yeah, I'm like, this is too much. Like, bro.
Because you're forcing me to go back and figure out what his beef was.
I'm going to fucking rewatch
it. I'll never rewatch it. But
I'm not fucking rewinding that tape. How are y'all dissecting all this shit?
People are bored, man. They want things.
Crazy. He's got PG Lang, which is his co. And the jacket was fire.
Was that the A?
The jacket was fire.
People are saying the A was
for A minor.
That is PG Lang.
It's too much.
After a while, you're like, okay, cool. We asked for this. This is happening now. Excuse me. There are a lot of things that are happening now, Craig, that people ask for.
And
when they get it, you know, when the plate shows up, you're like, oh, that's not.
it's too spicy.
is that it? Right?
Yeah, too deep, bro.
When I saw Serena, I was like, oh my God.
Did you take it in live?
Yes.
I didn't. I didn't know who that was.
I had to.
I had no idea who that was.
I was like, oh, wait, she's been to a couple.
I just thought it was a bitch crip walking. I was like,
no. Oh, she's been to a couple faces. Anyhow.
I feel like I am upset. As a hip hop fan, that not one member of TDE got brought out. Schoolboy.
Oh, man.
First, Schoolboy should have been brought out.
But
yeah, I know they're over that.
Schoolboy could have got one track in there. That
Kendrick left TDE. Like, he's separated himself from that. Yeah. And he's done everything he needs to do for those guys.
Shout out to
Now, if Absol came out, I would be upset. That's like a sellout. Like, do not bring Absol out.
You see?
Love Absol.
You see?
Do not bring him out.
Wow.
Bring J-Rock or Schoolboy out.
No one can do J-Rock. No one would know.
Win. Yeah. Come on. You tell me that's not a Super Bowl anthem?
Pretty dope.
What?
Yes.
Come on, bro. You couldn't bring your boy out for one? That I didn't like. I'll be honest. That I was hating on that one alone. I tried to be unbiased.
How about Craig was sitting on this?
I have tried to be unbiased. I have tried to see both sides of the coin. I am trying not to ride and get on Drake's nuts. And we have come so far. We are 6 months, people.
We say get over it?
Get over it.
But isn't Drake doing the same thing in Australia? He's dressed in the football uniform.
You saw it with the bullet holes.
And he's shooting.
Shit.
He's doing the in the he's
remixing
his stage as a football
field.
After a while. So we're like, you know what? Everybody is stuck in this perpetual like.
In boy. Any good boxing match, what do you want?
An end?
No, a rematch. It doesn't end.
No, we don't want a rematch.
No, because then you get upset. When you get Floyd and Pacquiao and they pass their primes, it upsets the boxing community.
We don't.
What could have been?
Did Tripod knock out somebody that looked like it was in a movie the other day? I saw that.
So there's been no rap beef in history yet that has had a long enough history to come back. Everybody's either dapped it up, tied it up. Yeah. Everybody's gotten over it.
Yeah.
Everyone's broken bread.
It's run its course for me.
This could be the one.
I don't know. It's run its course for me.
Oh, 100%. I'm done.
I do not want to hear anything else from this. I just feel that it has gotten so big. It's really drowned out music.
How do you reignite the beef after this? You know what I mean?
Bro, I feel me. That's why I'm happy I have Soca and Dancehall because
there ain't sometimes none of that shit.
The music, there is.
Yeah, but it's not.
But then they get over it.
It's a music.
The beef usually just moves on quick.
Yeah, well, you
or. these guys would stretch out the beef in a sense where once a year, there might be two tracks to come out. They wouldn't really address it. You just be like, yo.
The jab, a light jab.
Sometimes these beefs are like years in the making.
Fuck.
Where they're like 5 years.
That's what this was.
Where your boy be like, yo, remember that first song 5 years ago? That's what he's talking about. Because his baby mom's bought a truck and then he didn't pay to get it fixed. So that's what you're saying that your three wheel riding. Yeah, it's stupid stuff like that, right? But yeah, you know what? With this stuff, I'm very, very over it. I don't think that anything that's gonna come really good. I'm happy Drake dropped some music. I haven't not Drake, sorry, Party Next Door. So, you know, and I'm a big Party Next Door fan.
I'm not.
I'm a big, you're the old Party Next Door shit, but that's why Jay said, if you like the old Jay's, if you like the old shit, go listen to some old Jay.
But right. So like this fucking performance is just getting like absolutely untangled. So much is coming to light where it's like I couldn't take that all in the 30 minutes, 40 minutes that this whole concert was going on. Like I was looking out actively for, but it was, they got me.
I was just looking for track list.
Okay.
And when and if he's going to say it.
If he's going to do it.
Right? And he did it.
Right.
And it was just good. He looked at the camera. He got over it. It was good. And I was.
Those bell bottoms, you fucking with that shit?
Bell bottoms have always been a fashion statement.
I felt so guilty judging people, another man for his fashion there.
I think people.
I did not expect to be like, yo, look at those jeans.
Listen, people are, you can't diss bell bottoms because bell bottoms is probably the most staple jeans ever in history.
They're timeless, eh?
100%. There's no way.
Damn.
There's no way you can. Bell bottoms were like, they were like regular people stuff, but then like once the rock starts, start rocking them,
it's all.
You're like, yo, that's a lifestyle there, right? Look at the Kiss uniform, outfits and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So whenever I see bell bottoms, I always thought Graceland. I always thought just simple.
Just no tassels.
Because it's the, I'm so fly.
Yeah.
I can
rock this. Because you're a fashion head. Like
that's what it's about.
I am all for putting a sick outfit together. But I'll say out of the two of us, you would take the cake on like a more fashion aware person. Like you're.
Craig, I can style you, Craig.
You're hip. You know what I'm saying?
I got a couple looks for you, Craig.
You know I'm saying? You're hip with it, right?
I'm going to throw one at you and see if your girl would like it. That kind of stock boy look. Maybe a couple suspenders. Maybe a white, you could get that little the rolled up beanie or the Irishman fedora, the Irishman tango hat, right? With
the peaky blinders,
a kind of white shirt, buttons all the way down, but it's opened up a little bit.
Yo, in 86 fashion week, y'all wouldn't be ready. I'm telling you right now, you would have this shit pop it
because a lot of fashion. I remember I was watching. I know it's a side note, but it's whatever. There's an article I saw from Vogue where they took photos. They had photos of this guy maybe like over 10-15 years,
and he was able to do like every
he was just his drip, he was just a regular person, but his drip was just so like
ahead of its time.
Yeah, as an old guy he just rocks blazers with like a strung out vest, blue vest, like, and some shoes and some ugly like checkered pants.
Just casual. You're looking like to the barbecue
with a bent up bogey, and you're just looking at him, and you're like, "Who the fuck is this guy? So
drippy."
He was a homeless man, bro.
No, what?
He was a homeless man.
Get the and fuck out! What he
got was from like the donation,
back then,
the donation
the
stuff,
hand-me-down.
Right? Yeah, he was on road. I think it was his Paris. Yeah, he was just on road, and the photographer would find him.
Yeah.
And just be like, yo, what are you wearing today? And he's just wearing some wild shit he pulled out of a dumpster. But somehow.
Getting into older ages is such a flex if you can pull off fashion.
Again, but there's a wall. When they hit that old Italian guy with the gray coat. After a while, when I was young, I never felt that. I never liked to get how. Why do people dress so old? People dress so formal. But to them, that was the vibe.
It was.
The dress pants.
It was. It commanded a certain
respect.
Yeah, that
was the... Your fashion is... Yeah. It's so weird.
Yeah.
But if you like, I get where you're coming from, right? You get it. Some people, it could be an era. It can be a kind of feel, a kind of vibe you're trying to give off, right?
Trend.
Yeah.
Trend to trend.
You can know when it's a trend or not.
Yeah.
Because when it's not a trend, the person you look, you have to like a double take.
Yeah.
If it's a trend, you've seen it before, you keep it pushing.
That's
right. You're more trying to catch, like, yo, is this guy just tied a scarf around his neck, but in the, like, he's the bad bitch in the Corvette in the Alps kind of thing, and you're looking, you're like, I kind of fucks with it. Right?
Yo, it's
I'm not a fan of the purse. Shout out to Big Meech or Little Meech. One of the Meeches. When I saw Pressa doing the purse thing, I don't know if it's the companies going to the guys and saying, hey,
rock this.
Because these purses are big money, a lot of money for a lot of these bags they're paying, right? 100%. So it's almost like rocking a bracelet on your wrist or very expensive watch. Well, semi-expensive watch compared to the price of certain watches, right?
Mm-hmm.
So where do you stand on men with purses?
It's a no. It's always been a flat no. I don't like the fanny pack. I don't like the... I don't care if you got like a little pocket rocket tucked away and that's what we're doing it.
It's pocket pussy. Oh, you're talking about the blicky? Sorry.
The little blicky tucked
pocket. Away. Okay.
I don't care about that, bro. Right, I think that has no place in men's fashion. That's my take on it.
You're voting that men... those guys, because they always try to finesse the backs to make it look a little masculine. They'll hold it a certain way, but...
Nah, bro. Like,
so it doesn't even matter if it's like a $40,000 Louis bag.
No,
that's you see it and you're like, where you're holding it.
I, in my misogynistic sometimes ways, even right, when Craig. You rock a satchel, like a laptop bag,
yo,
I can't get on with that, bro. And part of me has almost wanted to. I've wanted to break that wall down and be like, yo, let me just rock one.
Yo, you're shitting on the mailman. Just rocking his messenger bag. You
know what I mean? You are not rocking a JanSport and you are over the age of like 20.
Wow.
Sorry, if you're rocking anything other than a JanSport past the age of 20 or a duffel, can't, bro.
That's not
good. I can't.
That's not cool, Craig.
Can't. Give me a Damier bag. Yo, I'm holding that. No problem.
So when you go to the duffel, how about a duffel?
A duffel, yeah.
But duffel doesn't look that functional. But it's not.
It's not fashion.
But it.
You better be heading to now, a fucking big basketball
guys,
game. Dave,
I've seen other guys rock the duffel like courtside.
Yeah.
But it doesn't look. It's something. It's something's off.
Correct.
Something's off. If
it's functional, it's
now,
not fashion.
I like. You're right.
Right.
If you're traveling, a Louis duffel.
Yo, look, a
different nice leather, dark leather duffel.
Yo, I come off the flight with my Nike duffel.
You remember when you.
Easy.
The first time you wanted we wanted a Nike duffel.
Yeah. Right?
You realize it was $30. You're like, yo, I can get this.
Oh. I make this work.
Nothing in it. An orange. And some Frizzlers.
I pack my overnight bag. It's literally a pair of boxers, a wife beat.
True. Yeah.
That's it.
You look at your bottom of your sock, it's still good.
Phone charger.
Yeah, the purse scene I've seen. So it has to be a lot of these guys are getting back from it. Now, I never liked the Nike cross chest bag. Yes, I do have a fanny, but only time I've rocked it as one is because when I'm going to the airport.
Yep, that's a good one.
I lose stuff. Functionality, back to what you're saying.
Functionality's big.
I lose stuff, so I need to keep it close. If I have a fanny pack, it will be in my hand. I have my other ones in my hand. But and that's just to hold, like, because sometimes I don't like my wallet in my pants.
Okay.
For some reason, I feel like I just don't like it. My keys in my pockets, I really don't like it. So lighters and stuff like that. So
you run out of pocket space real quick.
Big
Let's
time,
be honest,
right?
Folks.
Yeah.
It does happen.
So now I would probably just carry a little bag. If anything, keeping the whip, with the roll up, everything. You're
essentials.
Yeah.
You're essentials.
When you sit on a table at a picnic or whatever, everybody has a little bashi or everybody's rolled it, balling up. So you want to make sure you have yours on deck, right?
I'm just used to layers, man.
So don't get you a man bag, Craig.
Do not.
Don't get you like, I'll get
don't
you.
Don't expect me to wear it.
I'll get you like a Michael Kors joint.
No.
With the juicy bag.
I am so far behind fashionably. I don't even know where I'm at, first of all.
Mm.
I have hurdled over like insecurities to be like, maybe if I do a, and I've gotten past a couple of those because a lot of that is an insecurity, I'll admit, where you almost feel like you don't fit in. So like a suit was a major thing. I've worn a suit. I think I'm at like 5 times in my life.
And one's your wedding?
One is my wedding. 5 times. You know what I'm saying? What? when you put the suit on and it just fits
you
and
feel
everything's
good.
You feel fucking
See,
good,
and I think
bro.
The thing is with suits,
you commend that power.
You have to look exactly. You have Adapter. To look like it's not your first time wearing a suit.
You gotta
you almost
you
walk.
Gotta own that.
You have to walk almost like if you're in tracks.
Facts.
You gotta move a certain way so it doesn't seem. So when a lot of people get more comfortable wearing the dress shirt. Then you're like, you know what? I can rock a blazer with a dress shirt and no
just
tie.
On a casual
with
tip.
No tie.
Just on a casual
and I'll
tip
be good.
On a night out.
Yeah.
But honestly, for me,
is that you in a casual night?
I haven't pulled that.
I just about to be like, you're wearing a baseball. You have a nice like baseball kind of a windbreaker kind of.
I thing. Haven't pulled that off quite now. So for me, I'm also, I'm getting to the point where I can see photos of my past self and cringe a little bit. And I always thought that would never happen, but
that's
the adults always told
back
me,
then,
the OGs great. Always said, this will be out, this will be in. And I said, nah, you're wrong. My airbrush Looney Tunes shirt is going to be timeless.
We could bring those back. Let's make a bet. Those are coming back.
You think so?
Those are coming back. Those are coming back. People started
rocking now.
Remember for a little bit, people do the
I couldn't buy it.
The picture of like where you have like Nirvana, but it's like stormy clouds and lightning.
Right.
But then they'll have their girl's picture on it. You'll have your picture. They're coming back. Those
I'm saving
those old samurai shirts. From Skechers, like the old,
like the Hawaiian shirt. I used to fuck with Hawaiian shirts, heavy dog. Give me a $20 Walmart Hawaiian shirt, yo. I could make that shit.
Me too.
Yo, give me a $20 Hawaiian tee and some pull away cargo shorts.
Remember at International, we used to sell a shirt with like the samurai on them.
Yeah,
like the guy with the long hair.
Them
joints gonna be coming back, and Balenciaga's gonna charge our back for those.
You buy it? I couldn't go
back. I could see myself rocking it because I see the look in my head already. It's going to be like half tucked in, half like messy kind of like.
I went to some outlet mall and I'm in the Tommy Bahama and I'm like, and I'm looking at the shirt.
Tommy Bahama prices got better because
I
picked up a $7 shirt in Tommy Bahama. Then I was like, okay,
that's sick.
That's the type of time we're deeming on.
But I'm looking at it and I'm like, I don't know if I'm ready. I can't fully commit.
It has to be the weather. It has to be the occasion.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
You know what you can get away with? There's the Hawaiian golf shirts.
Yeah, I think that might be my starting point. That might be a little better.
Get you out golfing, son.
But I used to rock the fucking 4XL polos, dog. Remember when that was a thing with E40 and fucking...
Well, it was 4X
for me.
John
and all that?
It was 4X for me.
Yo, a 4X...
That was the shit.
A 4X polo?
No, for me, it was a golf shirt, the blazer, and the NY hat.
Ooh.
With the white do-rag.
Ooh.
Give him the Usher. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, we're getting old. Okay, Craig.
Yeah,
let's get him bored. Okay. What else are you worried about? Elections?
No.
Because we have our elections coming up.
Doug
Nobody
Ford,
cares.
Please stop texting me.
Yes.
Please stop.
Yeah, I'm getting that too.
The other candidates not bugging me like that. They might get my vote.
I'm a fan of, it's the first time I forgot her name, Bonnie Crombie. I've had a crush on Bonnie for years.
That's okay.
I don't know what it is. And I just like her leadership tactics. Plus she has like a Vinci woman on her cabinet. So I'm rolling.
Okay.
Yeah.
They said 50 odd percent. Did not vote on the provincial election last time it came around.
Okay. So you think it's going to be less?
Yeah.
It's winter. Nobody wants to go. Ain't nobody got time for that shit?
Y'all both be fucking scamming us, man. Y'all both be scamming us.
Politicians seems to do that.
I have such a hard time figuring out, like, I'm glad that politics is not that close in my circle where it can be a casual conversation.
Yeah.
And you could actually get educated. Sometimes not knowing a lot about politics, it goes a long way, right? Because people who are like overly involved in it are so dead set on a way of life.
Yeah.
You can't find a happy medium when you're so like hard focused on one or the other.
Yeah.
I just feel like my vote doesn't matter, bro. And I'm sure a lot of people share that feeling.
I got a weird kind of like negative feeling when I was went to the supermarket today and I saw people like running to the doors to hand out flyers.
Yeah.
And I'm like, where were you guys a week ago?
Late.
And I started profiling.
Okay.
So I started looking at the type of people they would hire
to hand out.
To hand out flyers.
Their street team.
Ain't Zane and Craig's out there. It ain't even your girl or my girl out there. You it's just like they find the people that might just not. I don't want to say. Yeah, I'm going to say this. Man, they get the people that look like the really derpy people that have no social skills.
Come through.
And this is their social event.
Man.
Okay. To get the people, even the guy at the supermarket was like, yo, can you not do that at my door? Go step over there, because then you're making it seem like the supermarket is endorsing.
You're approaching me.
Yeah, this guy.
I want to approach right? you if we share the same view. So with you, like historically, you've said that you didn't.
I've never voted.
That's fine. And I'm on board with that.
Yeah, I just, yeah.
Me too. Allegedly.
Allegedly. Yeah. One day.
In middle school, there was this thing called student parliament, at least in my school, right?
Okay, okay.
So for you, your school system, you didn't enter the Canadian school system till middle school, high school.
High school. So then student president, class president crap is what you're talking about?
So back in the day, I was a good youth. I had my shit together, right?
The way Craig said that, he's like, believe it or not.
When I lost to the dude who said he would put vanilla Coke in the water fountains, I learned what politics was all about.
Vanilla Coke.
Vanilla Coke now, and all the water fountains.
Question to you is, the teachers, no one stopped him and say nope. said...
Nope. They allowed it. See? Everyone allowed
that's
it.
That's the system in its...
And that's society in a nutshell. I use that small little analogy, and it is exactly what we're dealing
yeah,
with. Yeah. Now, when I got my two bills...
You got two bills?
You didn't get two bills?
Oh, that... Oh my God.
Come on.
Yo, yeah, I got Thank it. You. I got it. Did he say take
I
that,
saw people that. I saw people say they donated it. People were like, yo, I'll throw that shit in the trash. I'm like, not me, bro.
No one threw that in the trash. Yo, up. Whoever's out there that's like poo-pooing on it, they took the fucking
take
money,
it, bro.
Take
it.
Full of shit, man.
But at the end of the day, I'm always happier being less politically involved than if I were to study, yeah. find a side, stick to it, and kind of just like shit that down everybody else's throat. You know what I mean?
Do we need another party besides the Green Party?
Nah, it's just never
the Green Party out. Always see. Remember when their thing was make weed legal?
Yes, and everyone's like,
go make weed legal.
Like, come on, what do you do?
Yo, we'll bring the dip to every picnic.
I thought NDP had, I thought they were right there, bro. Like Jack Layton passes. Sends it the next man.
No,
I thought NDP was like right there knocking on the door.
Like you hit me hard there, bro. Sorry, guys. This is a very Toronto centric topic right now. It's the fact that when Craig mentored Jack Layton was an OG politician.
Our Bernie Sanders,
and he was.
That's how I felt.
Jack was like the people, man. Like,
he was the
yeah.
people's champ.
Like, and that's why his
outside of Rock.
That's why his girl got the vote because people. That's why Trudeau got the
but then,
because his dad was a.
But then. With some Jack Layton's girl getting the vote, she had him
taxes.
In his grave, son. She kind of backed
taxes
that shit a little bit. Once she got everything in her name, she kind of changed on us a little bit.
Yeah.
I just feel like if you can't figure it out between two candidates and the two candidates are so bad that one outweighs the other, you are doing something wrong in any democratic society. That's just how I feel.
True.
And you just can't bridge that gap properly.
Mm.
I don't know a way to do it. So.
Well, she's not going to last long because them taxes, I tell you what. And she's always like, yeah, it's almost like she doesn't care. She's just hitting them. There's a lot of things you can always understand where politics, even in my island, they make decisions on what really they don't feel because they're such a different tax bracket.
Yeah.
They're never going to be like,
out of
yeah,
touch, you know what I mean?
You getting that position means you're not going to feel certain pains.
Right.
You're not going to worry about the price for eggs because eggs are always available to you.
Correct.
You're not going to worry about gas because someone's paying your gas. Wait.
We pay for that. Fuck. At the end of the day.
So let's switch focus to, I want to bring up the U.S. stuff because it's a big parallel to what can happen here and how we would handle it. So say our government hired? Well, Elon Musk is not getting paid to fire half of the government.
No.
Right? Well, how would we handle that, you think? If someone has tried, that wouldn't stand here.
I don't think that was the right move. Like if you almost celebrity endorse some part of your cabinet out, you are just destined for failure.
And companies that you're tied to literally have contracts in almost every department, mm-hmm. energy, defense, Communications.
And part of you is like, I'll give you daps because you were kind of like, this was the greasy part of it and I'm throwing it in your face. This is it. This is the reality, right? So there was no closet play there, but nah, I don't think Canada could handle an Elon type character entering politics.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's too radical, too wild.
We don't even have anyone that's on that stat. Like,
we did Robbie.
Maybe.
But
maybe.
Robbie was
celebrity
still,
side. Celebrity side. Tell me Ryan Reynolds is my education minister. Too, you know what I mean?
Because then even in the most like racist Canadian, there's still like
I don't want it.
There's still some class to it to some extent, right? Now I wondered, cleaning up the government, which everybody would probably agree that there is bloat in government.
Yeah, facts.
Especially when it comes to stuff, when it comes to your land and property and the house you bought.
Yeah.
You wanted to cut a tree down. You got to go call.
Got to get a permit for that.
A permit. You're like, bro, cut it out. The tree's going to forever grow.
This is simple.
Right?
This is simple right here.
It's so, now when you see this happen there, you're like, yeah, I get it. But then, are you not worried about your unemployment levels? If you're firing all these people, where are they going to go? Now, Elon Musk said this weekend that, hey, if you're a government employee, you need to self-report by tomorrow, Monday, or we're going to take that as you resigned.
Man said, fix up.
So tell us what you've done the last week, right?
I don't think that's the person that needed to be relaying that message to people. I just personally feel like, now I will say this, Trump at the end of the day is good at trimming off fat, right? And it's not all things that benefit Americans.
Yeah.
There's definitely people that he protects and people that should be gone that aren't and all those kinds of things. But he is very good at trimming off the fat, whereas Canada, not quite.
Yeah, we're way slower in that process. Even if we get the scandal, it's always after the fact.
I was just going to say, we're quick to get wrapped up in this.
We're like, yo, 10 years ago, they stole some money.
We're quick to sign off.
We're scamming.
We're quick to ban the tax dollars.
You'll get two videos of reporters chasing somebody outside their grocery store. And say, hey, what about that money you stole?
Exactly.
And then a week later,
exactly,
we go back to the
We haven't quite hit that mark yet, but I feel like we are getting more patriotic as time goes on.
As a good patriotic?
I want to go on the record and say that Canadians, you are the most closeted patriots to exist.
Okay.
There are so many examples of, like, you go to France where they don't like something, they're protesting, they're rioting. You know what I mean? Right or wrong, they're rioting. And eventually it boils up, hits a head, and it's done. We walk away. Agree to disagree.
Yeah.
Right? Canada waits for a fucking hockey game in a tournament that is basically like not
Craig
on big standings. Craig, a tournament of four nations, Feb.
Craig, I challenge that.
Mm.
Me and my girl were locked in.
Yo, I was fucking ready to go.
Me and my girl, we couldn't watch the whole game, went to go start fucking. It was a different story, right?
Y'all getting intense.
Yeah,
hey?
We got like, intense.
All this fucking patriotism
now,
flowing through.
I am old enough to remember terms like the Cold War,
okay,
and not understanding what that meant.
Yeah, we didn't feel those.
It before. Wasn't actually a war fought in the cold.
No,
it was Kendrick and it was Kendrick and Drake of the countries.
Yes,
where they would do subtle jabs, they would do certain things to irritate enough to maybe break some rules where the other guys can reciprocate and bring some rules just to give us
you
another
keeping each other in check.
They were beefing.
It was
on
check,
a
check.
Joke. Yeah.
It was check, it, check. What I could do to you.
Yeah,
you don't
it
want
was just that.
That
we, yeah,
want
right? That. So me talking with some of the old heads, so what I can manipulate a conversation or two, and I'll insert those words like that. And the old heads were like, yep.
That's how I felt.
What it felt like when it's just like, if Canada won a game, it felt like we just took back a city. Right? Now,
that though, we had the Super Series with Russia, bro. Like, this has been going on.
Now, America's spinning the block with Russia now.
They are.
Because Trump just said, hey, Ukraine, you caused this fight.
Y'all need to chill out.
You shouldn't have been at this party. Which is crazy.
It is. Pretty
right?
Nuts. After, but again, he's trying to stop a war.
This is that's at Craig.
Trying to stop a war. Okay, no.
Right?
Look, we got to backpedal.
Yeah, backpedal, please.
Please, backpedal.
Please. Okay. What's in the game? Matthews, you bastard.
Oh,
when I'm watching him, when I'm home, I want to watch that guy play some more.
We'll get into that.
That guy that scored the I think it was the second goal. Where
Kachuk?
Yeah.
No, he got the first.
For who got the second?
For the States?
Yeah.
Kachuk got the first. What the second goal for?
He has a weird name, right? But either him or Kachuk, I'm like, I want to watch these guys play. Just the way how these, I just felt that. And I'm like, I want these guys' teams that have been going off.
That was like literally the human form of patriotism. Like when Kachuk scores, the man is just like Supermaning USA on his chest type. Yeah, he is just Supermaning it. You know what I mean? And Canada, we can't play humble no more. We cannot do that no more. And I'm super glad that we got out of that phase where we were just like, good goal, man. Good job. And everybody stayed quiet. You know what I mean?
Junior's felt like it was more intense. But anyhow.
These guys out here, bro, it was like a hockey game is like Trump and Trudeau racing for pink slips right here. Like fate is on the line. 51st state or bust. You know what I mean?
Yo, that's crazy.
51st state or bust.
Don't
right here.
Put my livelihood on the line.
And you got your captain, Austin Matthews, who is the fucking face of the Leafs franchise. First of all, it's just so ironic. And then you've got Captain Crosby. Fucking golden child over here.
It's like watching your girl go in and help the guy up, bro, that punched you in the face.
Bro.
I'm so asking him if he's okay.
So first game goes down and it's just a scrap fest. Like, I love this.
How many
this
fights?
Simple fact, three. Simple fact that all the action happened in 90 seconds.
Yep,
and
yep.
By 10 o'clock, I could go to bed.
You're like, I'm good.
I went to bed.
I tapped out.
Yeah,
like,
I went to bed.
Gentlemen.
I didn't watch the game.
Those are the games we need to go to.
That's
Craig.
The game we need right there. Second game is like, I'm not going to bed. Second game, I couldn't go to sleep, bro. I'm in there just fucking like 2-2, bro. We're tied up 2-2 right here in the finals of the Four Nations face-off. Sweden and Finland are both on the outside. Like,
you know what's funny? Those are always bridesmaids. Yo, the juniors, the Olympics.
Good? Are you good, fam? Like, you guys okay right now? Dude, we're just going to sit this.
We had lunch.
We're just going to sit this one out and let you guys
last
figure
night,
it out.
All four of us.
Right?
And we were cool.
We were good.
Yeah. I held your hair when you threw it up.
And all of a sudden, they're like,
she fucked my man.
Big beef.
Your tariff's too high.
Just bear off.
25% this.
So first game goes down.
The punches seem like
they felt.
They seem more intense than the regular one. You throw a punch, then I duck. Then you would throw a punch. I duck.
Wifey is not the most like hockey adept person, but she knows her hockey.
Yeah.
But she doesn't know like this person. Yeah. This person. Yeah. So Anthem's going down first game. And I'm like, see him? That's Matthew Kachuk. She's like, mm-hmm. I'm like, he's ready to fuck some shit up.
That's like me watching ball with my girl.
It goes down the line. You see him? Mm-hmm. That's Brady Kachuk. That's Watch Matthew's him. Brother.
Yeah.
He's ready to fuck some shit up. Literally puck drops. Boom. Scrap. Right? The fact that we come out on top, I was not invested the first game.
Yeah.
Because we lost 3-1. Mm. We got our shit kicked in.
It was
a bad look. It was like, y'all booed the anthem.
We lost the battle.
And you also played in Quebec.
Yeah.
Which is not a good representation of Canada. 100%.
Excellent.
Not a good representation. All right. We do not endorse Quebec.
It's a fringe.
Movement.
It's a fringe.
Y'all come into Boston. Y'all come into Boston. Boo our anthem. Shit our anthem out. Like, this lady, I'm so sorry, but. Bitch,
is that a Punjabi anthem? Sorry.
Bitch, you fucked our anthem right up. You could not even get our fucking anthem straight. The States had an orchestra, had a whole ass fucking symphony, and like the goat of all singers
doing the most
without the ability to fit a fucking stealth bomber in this building. That was the only thing. The fact that you didn't release any Eagles or have a stealth bomber or F-52 fucking fly.
At least the banner, the fireworks, red, white, and blue fireworks. Yeah.
Y'all set the tone real quick. And that win felt so fucking good.
It's great. You know what it is?
So good.
I'm so happy that, America's bringing us together.
You think so?
I think so.
But we're their little bro, fam. It's okay.
We're the little bro that we actually went away
with
some program and we didn't come off the bus. We pulled up.
We went to like.
We're I got a little peach fuzz now. I'm
Nah, yo, we went to
I
like
pull out one two.
alternative school,
Craig,
bro.
I brought a 1-2 baddie. You
Come
know, I
on.
brought a 1-2 girl to the barbecue, and the big bro was like, yeah, eh.
Oh,
We're starting.
the kid.
We're going to the gym now.
Yes.
Yeah, we drink a lot of water. We're getting hydrated
Yes,
now.
100%.
We're doing a lot of more like more mental preparation. We're writing down our goals. Like, we're getting locked
But you're
in.
not getting sunned by the states regardless.
No, listen.
They got you in the noogie outside of hockey.
You know what's the
You got noogied.
You know what the funds, you know what the
You got
good
politically noogied country to country. Ah, come here. Ah, yo.
we no what we what you know what's the good thing about the glow up is the grind. Because being at the top, it ain't fun.
No, it's not a
It
good
ain't
thing.
fun.
Yeah.
No matter what the States is doing, what's happening now, they're literally just taking a leg off.
Yeah.
And it's gonna be showtime for us, baby. It's gonna be oh Canada.
I
Right?
feel like
Well, how much provinces we got, Craig?
none. None.
The state's gonna be the next province. How about that? How
Yo,
about that?
good luck
Right? It's
spinning
gonna be
that.
Gulf of Canada.
Good
That
luck
sounds a lot
spinning
better
that.
than Gulf of
See,
America.
closet
Check
patriot.
Google right now.
Closet
What does
patriot.
Google
You
say? What
never
does?
wanted Gulf of Mexico
But no,
before
guess you know
this.
what? No, you know
You
what?
didn't
No,
think you had a
Craig,
chance.
no. Listen, I was chilling.
You owe me a 10-second car if
I
I'm
was
Trump.
humble. You decide
You're
to pull
always
up, bro.
humble.
You could. It's good. You hit on my girl. That's fine. She's a baddie. I get
Yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Don't turn my drink over, bro.
You.
I got up. You almost ruined the fit.
Oh.
Almost got it on the J's. I just got these.
Nah, B.
The Lowe's, the green and white Lowe's. I just got these. I got my bomber jacket on, the
Yeah.
Boston bomber jacket
Your
from
best.
Leaf.
Ooh, touchy
Yeah.
subject.
I'm yo, listen. I'm repping for listen,
The
I'm repping
Boston.
y'all on the side, but y'all not doing that. Come
No.
on, man.
Right.
So now, guess what? You sent all the Mexicans home, all the Hispanics home, all the Latin origin people home, because you guys say those are the only terrorists that exist or illegal immigrants. Forget all the Russians and Europeans and everybody else that come through legally. I don't even think from Africa. I'm just saying, maybe I'm self-snitching. Now you're turning Gaza into a resort. I'm thinking, Craig, do we need to invest now or what? Are we missing out? Is Gaza Strip the new Bitcoin?
Please no. Whose dad can kick whose dad's ass? This is exactly what this all
Oh, we
boils
getting
down to.
pops?
Whose dad kicks whose dad's ass?
Holy bro.
Captain Canuck versus Captain Bald Eagle. Who's
Oh, I like how you didn't say Captain America. Because Captain
it?
America is,
He's fitted.
oh,
100%.
Captain Canuck. No,
100%.
Captain Canada has some shit. He does exist. He does exist. Now,
Don't know.
good thing is, I can't wait till we start getting European cheese. Because now, we're going outside and we're like, yo. And everybody's like, yo, it's Canada. Canada, where you been?
This force field of a bi Canadian has been like a learning
It's
experience.
kind of sexy.
There's certain
My girl sent me the flyer.
there's certain brands
My
I'm not
girl
ready to
sent me
let
the
go
stuff.
of. They
Nah.
you had the
Man, yo,
audacity.
listen, Craig is lying.
You had
Craig
the
got
audacity. This is straight
Craig got a
shots.
Costco-sized brand of Bush's baked beans
Facts.
ordered in.
Straight
Craig
shots.
is
Straight shots at the Reddit community. You want me to replace Lay's chips with Old Dutch? No, not happening. Not fucking happening. I don't give a fuck
We gotta talk about this tariff war
unless you
thing.
rip
They
that
need
shit off
us to
my
make the
shelf.
choices on the tariff war. Now, Doritos, they can have it.
Yeah, they can have that. Yeah,
Ooh.
y'all can have a lot of that shit. I'm killing. I
Hellman's?
drew the line at Lay's.
Hellman's mayonnaise?
I don't eat mayo.
What?
Yeah, I don't eat mayo.
Wait.
There you go. Easy. Easy choice. I don't eat mayo. You really only have me at liquor and beer?
But you have mayo in your house, though.
I do.
Shout out to your girl. Yo, your girl keeps you so, like, a couple steps from being an alien. I'm so happy. I'm so
Yo,
happy. Great.
y'all want me to take
Oh,
French's
my
upper
God.
high?
You don't take vitamins.
No.
You don't eat cheese unless it's on a pizza.
Right.
And you don't eat mayo. Okay.
It's like I was set up for the tariff war.
Oh,
Bring
my
it on. Just
God.
don't take my Lay's away.
Oh,
Let
my
me
God.
have some original. Just let me have some regulars, bro. I don't even need that salt and vinegar. Y'all keep that. Ketchup?
Cheetos,
Nope.
Doritos,
Nope.
I'm saying, dude, Mountain Dew,
Nope.
Pepsi, Coke,
Coke.
Canada Dry.
Sure.
Wins every time.
It does.
Yeah.
Sure.
I'm okay with drinking Canada Dry.
I'll
Canada Dry for my life.
Canada Dry.
It's my life.
My life.
Yo, we got the cherry. They need to spice it. See, because now in Japan, remember I told you the Kit Kats?
Yes.
Dave brought us the Kit
Kats. The wasabi.
Wasabi. The they had all kinds of shit. Yep. That's what we need to do. We need to finesse the Canada Dry
they
brand.
Have it. They have a cherry. They have a peach.
It's only.
They have a blackberry.
But do they have the cola?
Not quite.
See? That's where we at.
They said replace Coca-Cola with PC Cola.
No.
That's a sin.
Yeah.
That's a downright
Yo, sin. America gonna win, bro. US gonna win. We can't even get Coke right.
Come on.
It's medicine.
Come on.
I say.
I'm not switching up like that. Come on.
Okay, so.
Trade wars.
My question to you is, are we getting a timeshare in Gaza?
No. You don't want no part of that.
You're staying away from that.
Staying away from
that. We're not gentrifying Gaza. Now, do you agree it needs to get rebuilt?
No.
What do you mean no? Have you seen Gaza?
I have seen Gaza.
And you're saying just leave it the way it is?
Yeah, because sometimes
Craig is saying leave them people in their huts and their rump.
I'm saying, okay. I'll put it in like a different perspective.
Too late.
Canada and the US, shit goes tits sideways, right? We can't agree. Niagara Falls becomes the line of peace. Niagara Falls is like the, what do they call it? The 49th parallel? Sorry, I'm going to butcher that.
But yeah, I mean, right? I got you. It's a line. Divide.
You know what I'm saying? Niagara Falls becomes the kind of safe zone. I can't do like a Gaza thing. You know what I mean? Like, I'm okay to share a border and not be cool where y'all are on the other side looking, grilling us, being like,
no,
yo, I dare you right
I'm,
now.
I'm in
I throw a rock.
Now, okay. Are you in agreement with like, okay, say the world decide to have a fund to help rebuild this place. That's what when I say rebuild, I mean, get trucks in there, get like, help them demolish this shit.
And
be like, yo,
this.
We're going to build you a building again.
Whose is it? That's the problem.
It's the people that
they're
there.
That's what they'll continue to fight over, and they'll break it. That's the problem with
Gaza. So you're saying I'm not building this shit for you to break it again?
No, yeah. Gaza, there are many countries that share borders, and of some, people are able to agree to disagree, and others, not so much. There are bordering countries that are mountainous regions, that are all these different types of terrain.
You're saying just walk away and leave it there.
Yeah,
let
man.
Them, this
that's
team,
what, that's
this
patriotism.
Happy enough just being going back home?
No, that's patriotism. I'm saying that if you left it the way it was and have it the same conflict the way it was, nothing's going to change there, bro, because there's so much history behind it. You cannot fix that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you cannot.
You're saying even if you make it all pretty, no matter how shiny you make it.
Israel and Palestine do not want Hidden Six to come in and brick by brick build this bitch up. There is no love.
I don't believe that, Craig.
There is no love. There is no nothing that you can do to undo all of the years of conflict and who started it. That doesn't go away. There's no way. There's no way, bro. There's no way. Like, I'm telling you, like, if Niagara was the starting point and it was U.S. versus Canada beef, Niagara's done. That whole region is just done. Like, it's not fixing. We're not fixing that border.
Niagara's been done.
No, we're just all posted on both sides. Like,
over there.
And what?
There's a documentary I saw where, like, between Russia and Ukraine, I think, there's a guy that got stuck. It's like a sliver of land where every day Russia would move the fence over.
Oh, no.
And then and in the morning. No, and then in the morning, Ukraine removed the fence back. So he's literally he can't get anything done in his land.
Facts.
Say you're calling the plumbers to come fix your shit. They're like, yo, we pulled up, but it's Russia now. Yeah. We can't cross the border.
We're out of our jurisdiction.
Yeah, so every day is just him like flipping out on both sides, like just when the guys come. It's literally just a roll of barbed wire that they'll push like 10 meters
time.
And then 10 meters back.
That's how it is, though.
So you're saying Trump is going to fix it then? Or you're saying what he's doing is a bad idea?
Bad idea.
But he's saying that they're going to be responsible for it. But I'm like, isn't that what America doesn't want? You don't want to be responsible for more countries getting like being organized.
America does not fix a war without invading a country, first off.
Mm.
100%. There's no, if you do not have occupation, nothing's getting fixed. And fix is like a huge, like air quote, You know what I mean?
It's gonna look. It's gonna mean that he's gonna have like a mega hotel for him.
Stay the fuck out of
the
it.
The next like 10 blocks are gonna be like Miami, but everything else is gonna be Shiza.
Done. So to fix up Gaza and to erase history is not gonna happen. There's just no way, bro. There's no fucking way. You can't argue on either side. This whole that argument, whether it's pro-Israel, pro-Palestine, like,
yeah,
that is such a fucking hard line to draw with the amount of years of hardship that they've endured, deaths, conflicts, XYZ, that have all taken place at one significant place like Gaza.
Yeah.
You can't fix that, bro. You can't. Historically, you can't fix that. Well, America cannot. North America, we should stay the fuck out of that.
I think that's what a lot of people are saying, that we get way too involved with things, but we realize that the countries that are getting involved with stuff, they know what they're doing.
Oh,
it's all really just a smokescreen for better opportunities, keeping an eye on certain resources that are around.
For sure.
Right?
You want a good mediator. Like Canada, great mediator. We are awesome to sit at the table and just like listen to everybody's side of the story. But at the end of the day, like, that's some crazy conflicts, bro. Yeah. I forget what it was exactly, but when you talk about that and like, there are people that are willing to really just die for this shit. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I hear what you're
saying. The struggle is like a Canadian, an American even cannot talk about the struggle the same way a Palestinian or an Israeli can talk about the struggle. Like they really live and die for this shit.
I hear what you're saying.
You know what I mean? Like when these guys have like a conflict and there's a curfew or there's a martial law or something big set in place, like these guys, their revolution is like, I will die for this shit.
Yeah.
And like they're
nonstop. So even when they're peace, it's like when the guys at the Trump rally are singing, I think it was Bruce Banning. I watch both sides of media because I want to realize what the other side is thinking.
You want to get every
side of it. I'm not the person like steeped in my own side, right? Yeah. So when I see guys like Bruce Bannon or whatever, these crazy, crazy guys that are, even he's against Elon, right? He's a racist, but he's a different type of racist. They're still stupid. And he's like, fight, fight. I'm like, you guys already won. What the fuck are you fighting for?
What are y'all still going for?
You already have majority.
Right?
Be happy, bro.
Right? Y'all still fueled up, amped up. But they ain't gonna
be happy, man. It's wild.
Yeah.
Craig, I got the last story. I got a story I saw this. It's kind of crazy. I just want to get your thoughts on it. Ready? Some one of the executive orders were pertaining to in vitro fertilization and making it more accessible, whatever. I just bring this up because it's I like to shine lights on things that companies or people, not companies, yeah, right. You know, a country's a company.
Yeah.
Companies want to improve on, add more of, but they at base value, they're not good enough.
Okay.
Okay. Preface that. Story goes, there's a beautiful young lady. She's been trying to get pregnant for a while now and finally got one of the in vitros to hit. Got a baby, so happy, pregnant, healthy pregnancy, going through it. Delivery was great. Baby delivered. This woman was a white woman.
Okay.
So the baby was delivered. Turns out this baby was black.
And then she claimed it wasn't hers?
She's fine with the baby.
Oh, okay, good.
She had this baby for about 2 years, I think, or just under 2 years. So she's given birth, accepted this child, loved this child. I'm your mom, you're my son.
Oh, that's wholesome as fuck.
That's
super wholesome.
That is what?
Yeah, that's super
wholesome. Society's gonna be a dick and there's people gonna be stupid to her around in life. But then, bro, how could we not be happy for people to be happy? The issue is the in vitro fertilization was botched because they put in the wrong eggs into her.
Really?
Yeah. So they took me and my girl egg and give it to you.
In order and to your girl. Facilitate the sperm on that side.
They just fucked up. Big time.
But it worked.
It worked. Now, the biological parents of the child, now, let's just say this. It's going to sound crude. The baby is a bun in the oven.
Yeah.
You can make that on the side and put it in any oven. So the mom that's carrying the baby is technically, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right? So it was just a sperm and egg from somebody else. It wasn't that got put into her. It wasn't her egg with the sperm she chose that got put into her. So her egg with her sperm that she chose is now in somebody else that they don't know.
That's rough.
Now the egg that's in her, the real parents pull up They want their baby.
No. They
want
to take
it? I want
it?
My baby.
Oh, fuck. Oof.
Where do you stand on that?
She should get the baby.
You think
she
should get the baby? Yeah, I feel for her, man.
She should get the baby off rip.
Why?
I mean, speaking from a humanitarian side, like a
wait, we just talked about Gaza. What? You can't use that word. Go
you
on.
You have like nestled this child, raised this child, nurtured this child in your belly, physically.
Pain.
Physically. You've gone through all that.
Yeah.
Birth. All of that. That whole process.
The first year and a half.
Yes.
Breastfeeding. And
to have that ripped away from you on a technicality, which could be error, could be not, is error, but could be not.
Yeah.
That's not fair. That's not fair at all. This person, all they wanted in life was to have a happy home, to have a happy family. Then they have been ignored all of these outside factors of race and everything.
Yeah.
They are a rightful parent.
Yeah.
To rip that away from them is like, that sets us.
Yeah, the pictures I saw with her and the baby, man, like in the park and shit and playing.
You know what I'm saying, bro?
I was
not take that away, you know?
She lost the baby, Craig.
Did
the real baby went to the parents, their biological parents, man.
What?
And now she's trying to fight it, but
come on,
it's not looking good.
What's wrong with y'all,
man? Yo. Sorry, there's not a happy ending. I think the happy part was me and you rooting for her,
yeah,
and being like, you like, we get it,
yeah.
You deserve this.
You did the work, you did the work.
But now the question is, where's her eggs and the sperm that she selected? Somebody else has that. So now she's gonna have to go and do that now.
Oh man.
Yeah, okay. I got a lot of stories like these, man. Okay. It's just life sometimes, man.
Fellas.
Like we say there, yeah, go on.
Fellas. You know, sometimes you bust a nut.
Sometimes
you bust a nut. I gotta get on my Theo Von shit or something here. Sometimes you bust a nut and you didn't care about where it went.
Yeah.
You didn't care about where it went.
Old shirt.
Right?
Sock.
Oh, selfish us.
Yes.
That nut made it and flowered. And now, not you. Mm. Not you, you selfish prick.
Mm.
But your gal says she wanna fetch it back. And you, you selfish prick, you not hold her back. I'm holding her back.
Hold it back.
Come hell or high water.
Hold it back.
I'll take everything that comes with it, bro. Mm-mm. You hold her fucking back. That is.
You haven't been to a sperm bank lately, right, Craig?
No.
So,
I can only imagine, bro.
What if someone knocked on your door
and said, "Dad, that"?
Yeah, and your girl's like, "Who's that, babe?"
Insert reference about the little freeze
here. Craig with a Jay's hat. And you're like,
that's not mine.
He's like, babe, check his fit though. He's crushing it.
Come on. Y'all have a moral obligation, man. At that point, man. Like, this lady, that is sad, man. Like, you gave your everything. You've carried this kid in your womb, and to have it taken away from you is just so unjust. That's
now,
unjust,
I'm going man. To. I would like to come back to you guys because I want to start researching what the other family, like their thought process is, because now you're thinking.
But they don't count.
But then.
They don't count.
Craig, it's my sperm and it's your sperm and
right.
Your wife's egg.
Man, adopting
that's
a child
is somebody
like
else.
Such a crazy concept to me. Adopting a kid, like, okay.
I think that's state laws too that are coming into effect.
Yes.
A lot of that is state laws, right?
You even think about like, okay, let's say, you know, you had an old fling and now all of a sudden, you know, time goes by, she's got a kid and now y'all rekindle the flame. Like, how do you treat that child coming into your home? And if your mindset goes anywhere outside of embrace this child, you are just a fucking bad human being. And I'm not saying that that's the case for these parents.
I would have given her a visitation. I would have tried to like
co-parent that. That's bad for the kids.
You know what? I would have at least
yeah
try to offer that.
I would have said, "Yo, 2 years, no contact from the surrogates. into the mom that actually gave birth. 2 years. We stand at either end of a hallway.
Yeah.
And we see who the kid comes to. Who do you think the kid comes to?
You, what?
Maternal instinct.
I thought you were going to say 2 years.
Maternal
give instinct. Give us the 2 years to, nope. to foster bond with the kid. Or then we'll start doing it where
nope.
you can hang out.
Oh, fuck that.
Yo, as a dad.
Yo, fuck that.
I would love to have two moms.
Yo, you and me right now. I would love
to have two moms with one kid where they're both like, let's raise this baby and not fight. Nah. Look at me making this about
you
me.
And the next baby mama's baby mama.
Baby mama's
and
mama.
You're like, we're going to have her crawl to whoever she says is dad. She's coming to you. That's a like 9 out of 10.
Would you cheat?
Oh,
put that shirt he loves, or the necklace, or the little toy around your neck.
Have her come this
way. Have the thing shake you like, yo, we didn't bring a shaker.
Nah, that's so wrong.
I'm just gonna probably dress like this from his toy.
It's such an immature, like,
you brought up the I wanted co-parenting to some extent, where this is not gonna be your full kid, but guess what? You can rock with, you're now a part of the family. How about you be a part of the family? And then when you have your own child, this kid can come visit, and that could be your sister, your step. You get what I'm like? I would like to give you a chance, but I think the surrogate laws probably apply to some extent.
Yeah.
Where if the egg's not yours or the sperm's not yours, therefore, then you're again, right?
Man, that's so rough.
And being surrogates are a thing. Imagine us renting your cat out to get pregnant.
Like, this girl,
like, to give babies.
This girl carried this shit, bro. Yeah.
And she rose the kid for a bit.
I feel like nature of law determines that is that girl's kid. That's how that should go. That's so fucking fried, bro. I don't think
you're shitting on the parents that want their baby back.
Yeah,
Craig, that's not nice.
No, I'm not. It is, sure.
It is that because I got whatever. At Craig.
Yeah, whatever. That's so fucked up, bro. Y'all ripped this kid from this lady's claws like that, man. I don't know. I don't know how to say.
Mm.
Y'all had so many other options.
No.
Okay, true. They really only had one choice.
We're suing this fucking clinic. Yo, listen, we're suing the clinic. Craig, don't put my egg and sperm into some random chick's body and imagine that's what's going on.
Fuck that up.
And, okay, I'm going to come back to those laws because I've been in a rabbit hole on a lot of those things where it's like, there's a lot of crazy shit going on where people are having kids that are not their kids, but somebody else. It's just a lot of stuff going on.
Oh, man.
But I say that to say this. I try to give you guys some stuff that, you know, different from the regular run-of-the-mill politics, but not so different of raising a kid and wondering what it's going through. I say this because I know one day my boy Craig is going to be a dad, and the moment when he's going to do the little ultrasounds and a little doctor's appointments, and it goes up to meeting your doctor and be like, yo, doc, you're gonna be there, right? Then Craig, guess what? When time delivery, your doctor's playing golf somewhere in Cabo. Some random Russian broad with hairy forearms, massive forearms.
Let me deliver.
I'm here for baby. Right? Now you have to deal with this, right? But just this, know that these things do happen, man. He's like, don't fuck me up. Craig could come up with a black baby. I'm like, Craig, you didn't notice this baby's not yours?
Oh, my goodness. I would love that baby regardless.
Craig's like, what do you mean? Craig's like, Zane, I think you should leave. And your girl's serious, too. She gets up and leave with the baby.
There is not enough liquor in that bottle.
I'm like, your babe.
That idiot.
With a black baby. And you know, he swears it's his.
They say it takes a village to raise a child. Love you,
that's
babe.
A whole nother story. Like, yeah. That's right. I was like, oh my goodness.
Bro.
Oh man. That was a good talk. I like that one.
That's a whole definition of a freedom fighter right there, bro. I'm telling you. That would be rough.
That baby's gonna be a patriot, tell you what.
But when McDavid scored that goal, I tell you, that feeling just, you can't replicate that. Now, when they started handing out medals and the trophy, I was kind of like, why am I still watching this?
Why are you still, you're the Patriot, correct?
No.
Why?
Because it was kind of cringe to watch the Canada team sing O Canada as the flag got rose.
It hit harder.
No.
It hit harder, Craig.
That goal was all I
could. Because the smile on everybody and Crosby's face. and all that. And maybe because I've kind of I worked across a bit back in the past, so I kind of like was
yo,
like,
but
yo,
Feb, they fucking represent like, okay, if I'm Austin Matthews and I'm on a contract year and you boo my fucking anthem,
no,
peace.
I had a that was peace. My that was my
if
one thing.
Crosby
when he celebrated with Kachuk, like,
bro.
You got to come back here tomorrow. What the fuck are you doing?
Y'all got a playoffs.
But no, man. We got to put that shit aside. We got to move up. It's about the money.
It's bigger it's about than the that. Money. It's bigger than that. All right. It is so cool to see like a group have a representation that is on a national scale and to see them use it positively and also like embrace it, embrace the stereotypes, embrace the rivalry, but also be able to shake hands. Yo, the fact that they chucked it up the first three rounds, boom, we fought. The finals was none of that. They said, we don't keep it professional, keep it to what it is, keep it to hockey, and the best man comes out on top. But for us to take a win in a hockey tournament and be like,
Craig, stop.
It's pretty
Craig, cool. It seems like it's because, know what? Yo, shout out to the team. I'm rooting for you guys. Craig's obviously rooting for the U.S. So, you know what? It's okay.
Austin
I'm
Matthews
out.
Signed to the Anaheim Ducks. And we'll go from there. Austin Matthews to the Ducks.
Never start.
Brady Kachuk.
You heard it here first. Craig's getting that cataflack tat.
Boom.
On his arm. Hidden Six. Episode what, Craig?
82. Y'all can find us on Spotify and all streaming platforms at The Hidden Six. THEHIDDENSIX. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Stay strong, Canada. We out.
Peace.
Peace.